brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good, Earl. I'm not going to complain about the humidity, even though I really, really want to.
You know, yesterday it was humid.
Mm-hmm. I had my AC on. I am not playing games.
Oh, come on. You turned your air conditioning on?
I am. I am a warm woman. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a bit early for the air conditioning.
I know. My dad would be very disappointed. I hope he's not listening.
Well, the cost of it. You know, I'm sure all of those things have gone up. Well, you can afford it. It was... I'm not complaining. We've got a guy here who has nothing else to do.
You talking about me?
Confusing us on what day it is now. Wait a minute. It's not the weekend.
I think he's hooked.
Can you blame him?
Hey, good morning, Sandy. How you doing?
Yeah, who wouldn't want to just drive out here to work? Actually, there wasn't much traffic today, so it was a lot easier than last week.
But you were down at the river yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah.
How was the, was there any air?
Oh, yeah, well, no, it was great. The river is still only about 50 degrees, so when you're on the river, it has a chilling effect, so it wasn't hot. No, it was fantastic, actually.
Were you actually... when I always think of the river, I'm thinking of you and the rowing. But
yeah, that's what this is. This was rowing. I went and walked the river walk first before rowing, and then we had a the kids had a practice, and they row where the boathouse is close to the lakefront brewery.
Right.
They put the boats in there, and they'll row up, and they'll either go up into the inner harbor. Frequently go into the inner harbor and row back and forth in there and then back home.
So we're in Waukesha, and many of the people who listen don't live in Milwaukee. Let them know about how wonderful that Riverwalk is.
Well, I mean, I hope they do get into Milwaukee. Yeah, it was something that Mayor Norquist had the idea of, and a guy named Gary Gruno, who was a businessman, linked up with him, and between the two of them, and then all the real estate developers who decided to cooperate. Yeah, you can walk. It's a 7-mile loop on each side of the river. You can walk all the way from basically the North Avenue Bridge almost, but Humboldt Avenue in particular. All on both sides of the river, almost completely. There's a couple of gaps that are waiting for the property above them to be developed, and then it'll be a complete link, contiguous properties all the way from the Humboldt Bridge. It's a 3.5 mile, and then you do a round trip at 7 miles.
And it's scenic.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Did you get to see the new bronze Fonz? I heard they redid him a little bit. Is he out there?
Didn't they unpaint him?
They unpainted and repainted. He's like officially bronze, full on bronze now.
Yeah, he's just a little man.
Yeah. He's out there.
They
moved him, didn't they?
Well, they think they might have moved him. They've closed that part of the Riverwalk that he was standing.
No way.
It's not closed permanently. It's just under repair.
Yeah, you know, Sandy, it is, even though I live in the city, my walking with you down that Riverwalk, I say, wow, there's so many people who live in Milwaukee who don't even know that's there.
Oh, I know, because it's kind of, out of sight. It's down below you a little bit, almost everywhere. It's very cool if you access it from the Third Ward. It's very neat up there, and it goes all the way to the edge of Summerfest, and then all the way around is essentially to where the North Avenue Dam used to be, almost that far.
You know, for people who don't know, and then just that walk that we take through Lake Park, and it's beautiful down there. I mean, you think of Milwaukee, and if you haven't been down there, you really don't have a concept of the changes that and the beauty that is, you know, that area.
Yeah, people visit Milwaukee, and you get them out into all the various neighborhoods all around the city, and there are all these architect-designed homes built in the 20s, yeah, and 30s, and, you know, and they're beautiful. You know, and people from other cities are kind of astounded at the extent of the craftsmanship and the unique, and, you know, all the area around Lake Park, obviously, that's, yeah, the Gold Coast. But you can go down to near Grant Park on the south side and all along there. It's, Milwaukee's quite unique. It's got many, many neighborhoods.
Grant Park is my favorite place. I collect sea glass, and it is just the best. I think it's the cleanest beach. It's the one that stinks the least. Like Bradford's a little smelly sometimes.
Wow,
but
this is not the Grant Chamber of Commerce beach.
Grant Park is the best. I love that so much.
Yeah.
You know, Sandy, you and I have watched the development. And I always say to people who I know who've never been down, I said, listen, it's not, you have no concept. You can go down behind the thing that Mike Cudahy built.
Discovery World.
Discovery World.
Yeah.
And look at the site from there and, the, you know, those condos and whatnot. It doesn't even, you wouldn't even know it was Milwaukee.
Well, it certainly changed it. Since... You know, I have to hand it to some of the developers in town. A fellow named Barry Mandel.
Yeah, Barry Mandel.
And, you know, Barry's business has built most of the apartments that you see all along the river and also the old freeway, the area that was cleared for the park freeway that was all then built up with apartments. That was one, right, of Barry's earliest developments. But he's been a real leader and took kind of a courageous jump into up to his hips into building out real estate in the city of Milwaukee, and he's been tremendously successful. But it's through people like him that the city has experienced this real estate.
So once, what's the name of the French name for the couture?
Yeah, couture.
Once the couture goes up, I mean, that's got to be opening the door for even more development.
Well, you know.
Or do you think they're going to shut it off?
Well, I don't know about shutting it off, but that's a unique, it's going to be 44 stories. It's going to be the tallest building in Milwaukee. The combination of Barrett and Lowe with Matt Rinka, the architect, they're the ones who did Le Moderne over near Fiserv Forum. And that's a very unique, beautiful building, and the couture is going to be that as well. But it's taken them a long time to put all the
10 years or more.
Put all the pieces together to get the financing and what have you for the couture. And the couture is definitely going to test the market for luxury apartments. I mean, it's basically going to be all of its floors, other than the ground floor commercial space, all of it's going to be apartments.
Well, the other part of that is many people who come over from Illinois and purchase those. You know, I mean, to get a chance to leave Illinois with all that being crowded and all of that and purchase a lot of those, you know, I mean, come here during the summer, other people who come during the summer and enjoy what Milwaukee has to offer, which is really nice, right?
Well, Milwaukee, ever since the turn of the last century, 1900, it was a fellow named Frederick Law Olmsted who had a landscape design firm, but he was the nominal head of it, and they designed many of the famous parks throughout the world. The Central Park, part of the Boston Commons, that's so famous, part of Hyde Park in London, all over the world. And they designed three of the four parks here in Milwaukee. They did Grant Park. Olmsted did Grant Park. He did Washington Park, and he did Lake Park. And then there's a park that no longer exists called Riverside Park, which is the other end of Newberry Boulevard from Lake Park. And so these were commissioned by the city. A lot of money was put into it, and they're enormous. They're really very, very beautiful parks, Grant Park and Lake Park in particular.
Yeah, Washington Park is a beautiful park, too. I mean, it used to be the zoo.
Yeah.
And so it is, and it's underutilized, but it's still a beautiful park. And the other part of this, Sandy, is all of those things took place in the early development of Milwaukee because there were major philanthropists here, right? I mean,
well, no, this was actually done by the county. This was sort of the sewer socialist, the beginning of the sewer socialist thing in Milwaukee, where they were doing lots of sort of public good kind of investments, the waterworks, the sewer, and parks. And Milwaukee became very enthusiastic about parks. And it was easy to do because Milwaukee was booming. Right. I think I told one of the earlier shows, I talked about how my father moved from, grew up in Utah, went to school in Boston, ended up moving to Milwaukee in the 20s because Milwaukee was the boom town of America, essentially, by the 20s. It was one of the fastest growing cities in the country, not just in the Midwest. And it was because of all these companies that had, you know, Harley Davidson,
right,
Briggs and Stratton, all the names you can now think of.
A.O. Smith.
They all started in about 1905. And by 1925, they were in this rapid growth period, and so was Milwaukee.
So when we come back, I want to delve a little deeper and ask you, why Milwaukee? I mean, you know, is it because, I mean, Chicago was there, and you know, and other areas. Why did they choose Milwaukee to stop?
Do we have a minute now, or does
no? We've
okay.
We've got to go to a break. But I really, the history of that is is amazing. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to get into a lot of different things because Sandy is here. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.